Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The other thing that can kill is glares. Glares causing accidents. And apparently when you drive, this is something that that has become or is a very, very real issue. Winter is here, and apparently it is much worse in winter than in summer. Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hi there, Howard. Well, and you?
I'm good, thanks. So, yeah, I'm not going to ask you about mayonnaise, right? We're not talking about sandwiches and mayonnaise.
Yeah, rather not.
Yeah, let's stick to the safer topics like road safety. I'm not sure if that's right. But either way, and it's so interesting because I thought it was just me that sometimes struggled with that glare.
Yeah. You know, Howard, I think that because we're creatures of habit, we tend to do the same thing over and over again. And, of course, you remember Einstein's definition of stupidity was that we do the same thing and we expect the different results. We have to adapt our driving style to a number of factors. Firstly, the direction of the sun and, you know, that information we shared. We leave for work at the same time. We go home at the same time, et cetera. We take the same route. But the variable that is there is, okay, at the moment it's school holidays, so less traffic. But the direction that we approach a particular intersection, we could be driving directly into the sun. And you know what? We don't think of the fact, oh, well, change the route or something. But this is what we encourage motorists to do. Change what you do. Leave 5 minutes earlier, 10 minutes later. Take a different route where you wouldn't be directly driving directly into the sun, because it's that glare, that moment of blindness that could result. And heaven forbid that it's just a motor car. But what happens if a child or a pedestrian stepped in front of you? So when we look at it under those circumstances, it really is worthwhile just reassessing those habits. And then you were speaking about the glare earlier. You know what? We take our car and we have it valeted. And it all looks all nice and shiny, the dashboard. We do it to protect the leather and whatever else. The sun reflects off that, and before we realize it, we've got this massive glare in our eyes. We're blinded for a few moments. So it's a number of things that we deal with. And then, of course, the other thing that we should take cognizance of is that at this time of the year, the roads are going to be a little bit icy. So, again, the sun could reflect off that ice. That's the one aspect. But let's not forget the fact that those icy areas could be black ice. So we could run into that, lose control of the motor car, and before we realize it, we've got an unpleasant incident.
So do we have a particular problem here in South Africa? Is it worse here than in other parts of the world?
In some instances, yes. But, you know, with climate change, and I think we've had discussions about this, our winters are different to the winters we had years ago. Maybe when you were growing up, I certainly know when I was growing up, it seemed to be a lot colder in those days. The infrastructure that we have over here in South Africa, you know that it's failing. Just have a look in Gqeberha at the moment. What 70% of the water is lost because of leakages. So this becomes evident. Pipes freeze, water, you know, that burst that comes out onto the road. So climate ecology, I think that would probably be the right word, has had an impact with regard to colder winters, ice melting, etc. So there's that. But just our infrastructure contributes in no small manner to the dangers that we face on our road. And I'm sure that you've seen water leaking down the road. At this time of the year, it ices up, we hit our brakes, and before we realize it, we've gone off into the pavement or something like that. So certainly there's a number of factors that we have, but in other parts of the world, they're better prepared. You know, in the UK, the US, I've been there when winter comes. The first snow, they've gone, they put salt down. And they've got a snow plow that goes and clears the way. We don't have that. Maybe we will get there one day.
Right, absolutely right. Eugene Herbert of Master Drive. To what extent do glares cause accidents? Is this something that you've noticed? And has it become worse?